This is None of That, a short story written by D.H. Lawrence and read for you by Paul Metcalf.
None of That. I met Luis Comanales in Venice, not having seen him for years. He's a Mexican exile living on the scanty remains of what was once wealth and eking out a poor and lonely existence by being a painter. But his art is only a sedative to him. He wanders about like a lost soul, mostly in Paris or in Italy, where he can live cheaply. He's rather short, rather fat, pale with black eyes, which were always looking the other way, and a spirit the same, always averted. "Do you know who is in Venice?" he said to me. "Cuesta. He is the Hotel Romano. I saw him bathing yesterday on the Lido." There was a world of gloomy mockery in this last sentence. "Do you mean Cuesta the bullfighter?" I asked. "Yes. Don't you know he retired? Do you remember? An American woman left him a lot of money." "Did you ever see him?" "Once," said I. "Was it before the revolution? Do you remember he retired and bought a hacienda very cheap from one of Madero's generals up in Chihuahua? It was after the Carranzista, and I was already in Europe." "How does he look now?" I said. "Enormously fat, like a yellow, round, small whale in the sea." "You saw him? You know he was rather short and rather fat always. I think his mother was a Mixtec Indian woman. Did you ever know him?"
"No," said I. "Did you?"
"Yes, I knew him in the old days when I was rich, and I thought I should be rich forever." He was silent, and I was afraid he'd shut up for good. It was unusual for him to be even as communicative as he'd been, but it was evident that having seen Cuesta, the Toreador whose fame once rang through Spain and through Latin America, had moved him deeply. He was in a ferment, and could not quite contain himself. "But he wasn't interesting, was he?" I said. "Wasn't he just a bullfighter, a brute?" Colmenares looked at me out of his own blackness. He didn't want to talk, yet he had to. "He was a brute, yes," he admitted grudgingly, "but not just a brute. Have you seen him when he was at his best?"
"Where did you see him?"
"I never liked him in Spain. He was too vain, but in Mexico he was very good. Have you seen him play with the bull and play with death? He was marvellous. Do you remember him? What he looked like?"
"Not very well," said I.
"Short, broad, and rather fat, with rather a yellow colour and a pressed-in nose, but his eyes, they were marvellous, also rather small and yellow, and when he looked at you, so strange and cool, you felt your inside melting. Do you know that feeling? He looked into the last little place of you, where you keep your courage, you understand? And you felt yourself melting. Do you know what I mean?"
"More or less, perhaps," said I.
Colmenares' black eyes were fixed on my face, dilated and gleaming, but not really seeing me at all. He was seeing the past, yet a curious force streamed out of his face. One understood him by the telepathy of passion, inverted passion. "And in the bull ring he was marvellous. He would stand with his back to the bull and pretend to be adjusting his stockings, while the bull came charging on him, and with a little glance over his shoulder he would make a small movement, and the bull had passed him without getting him. Then he would smile a little and walk after it. It's marvellous that he was not killed hundreds of times, but I saw him bathing on the Lido today, like a fat, yellow, small whale. It is extraordinary, but I did not see his eyes." A queer look of abstracted passion was on Colmenares' fat, pale, clean-shaven face. Perhaps the Toreador had cast a spell over him, as over so many people in the old and the new world. "It's strange that I've never seen eyes anywhere like this. Did I tell you they were yellow, and not like human eyes at all? They didn't look at you. I don't think they ever looked at anybody. He only looked at the little bit inside your body where you keep your courage. I don't think he could see people any more than an animal can. I mean, see them personally, as I see you and you see me. He was an animal, marvellous animal. I've often thought if human beings had not developed minds and speech, they would have become marvellous animals like Cuesta, with those marvellous eyes, much more marvellous than a lion's or a tiger's. Have you noticed a lion or a tiger never sees you personally? It never really looks at you. But also it's afraid to look at the last little bit of you, where your courage lives inside you. But Cuesta was not afraid. He looked straight at it, and it melted."
"And what was he like in ordinary life?" said I.
"He did not talk, was very silent. He was not clever at all.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?